Good morning. It's Pastor Raymond M. Gordon on a Monday morning motivation. We pray that you are motivated by our Christ. He's able. We left off in Ephesians chapter 3, and I was dealing with the benediction, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. These are what we call superlatives in the Greek, meaning one word exceeds the other before it. He's able to do exceeding from what we're able to do abundantly. That's above that, above all, that's above that, that we ask or think. Now let that translate. God does stuff way beyond our understanding, our ability to ask for it in prayer. What we ask or think according to the power, the paraclete, the Holy Spirit within us, the power that worketh in us. Now, I want to stop pause in part because there's a power that's in us, the presence of the paraclete, the presence of the Holy Spirit. There is a down payment till we see Jesus. The Holy Spirit is a down payment. We have a power on the inside that can super achieve things we can't achieve, that can abundantly, above all that we ask or think, move us higher, amen, in our comprehensiveness of Christ. That is, God gives us a wherewithal, a working power. And I want to pay attention to that part of simple working. It is a working power. It's at work. It works out our good. It works out his glory. It works through our problems. It works through our feelings. It works through our fatigue, our failures. It works in our fellowships. There's a working power on the inside that we, listen to me, that we have nothing to do with. It's working for God. It is God working. It's working in us, through us, for us. It's working unto us. So the working power is what gives us the superabundance of joy and victory. That I have a power on the inside, regardless of my prayer life, my study life. I have a working power, a down payment. I have the seal of the Holy Spirit. I have the promise of the paraclete that he's going to work things out. He says, this power, according to the power that worketh in us, verse 21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So as you focus on this week, today, this Monday, think about the power that's the down payment that's working in you, for you, and with you, and let go and let God. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen.